Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to become your way once again this morning. Yesterday we started learning concerning meditation, what it means. You see, it's one thing hearing about something and another thing learning or being taught how to do it. You know, I want us to learn how to meditate. You know, and yesterday I was talking about the fact that the word meditate means hagar, and it means to worry or to ponder or to matter or to roar. You see. So instead of thinking on problems or thinking on challenges, sometimes because of challenges we can't sleep. You know, you'll be awake throughout the night. But instead of being awake throughout the night considering your challenges and your problems and the things, the mistakes you have made in your life and worrying about tomorrow and all those things, the best thing to do is to worry about the Word of God, or to think rather about the Word of God. You see. So if you have worried before, then you know how you have been meditating, but you actually been meditating on the wrong thing. You see, and if you meditate on the wrong thing, you produce the wrong thing, because meditation has to do with the mind and the heart. You see, and the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What is in your heart is what will proceed out of your mouth, and that is what will proceed into your life. That is what will happen in your life. See, so the more you think on the Word of God, and the more you worry on the Word of God, or the more you mutter the Word of God to yourself. Now, muttering means to say it under your breath. You see, so the last time we were talking about Psalm 1, verse 1. Let me start from verse 2. It says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. So you are just saying it under breath. Just saying it to yourself, you see. My delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do I meditate day and night. I shall be as a tree planted by the rivers of waters, and I bear forth my fruit in my season, and whatsoever I touch shall prosper. As you do those things, you're actually meditating on the scriptures. You're meditating on the word. And it has so much profit. It brings so much profit. You're actually doing the word of God. Doing the word of God starts from meditation. You see, let me show it to you in Joshua chapter 1 from verse 6. It says, be strong and of a good courage. Now, this is God talking to Joshua. Moses had died, and Joshua was going to take a leadership role in Israel. He was going to be their leader and lead them into their inheritance. And God was showing him what to do and how to be a good leader, how to be an excellent leader, and how to prosper in whatever he's going to do. And that's what God said. It says, be strong and of a good courage. For unto these people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Then it says, only be thou strong and very courageous. For what? That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Amazing. You see, God is telling him, be strong and courageous and make sure you stay. Be strong and courageous and stay in the word of God. Stay in the word which I gave to Moses to give to you. And it says, do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper whithersoever thou goest. Then he explains this even further in verse 8. He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. In other words, you have to keep talking it. You have to keep muttering it to yourself, and you have to keep roaring it to yourself. As you do that, you're actually meditating. He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. You see, and the word meditate there is hagar, to mutter, to roar, to groan, to think on, to imagine, to ponder. Okay, it says, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. You see, as you meditate on the word of God, you actually end up doing the word of God. You see, look at the way he writes this. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. And he says, that thou mayest observe to do to all that is written. There's a comma in between. In other words, meditation leads you to observing to do all that is written in the word. You see, it says, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. So as you meditate on the word of God, you actually observe to do all that is written therein. Then it says, for then shalt thou make thy way prosperous. Brothers and sisters, you can make your way prosperous. And then shalt thou have good success. I want good success. God wants you to make your way prosperous. That is why he's talking to you like this morning. How do you meditate on the word of God? Just ponder over it. Just think on it. Talk the word of God. Talk the word of God to yourself. I refuse to be poor, because the word of God says that he became poor so that I, through his poverty, might become exceedingly rich. I'm actually meditating right now. You see, that's how to meditate. If I'm thinking these thoughts in my mind, okay, meditation is going on. Meditation is going on. This is how to meditate. It's as easy as it comes. You know, and Paul mentions to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. It says, meditate upon these things. What are these things? You know, before he had said so many things. And all those things come together to form the word of God. So I could say it this way. Meditate on the word of God. It says, give yourself completely unto them. For then and only then shall you see progress in your life. You see, it says, meditate upon these things, give yourself completely to them, that thy profiting or thy progress may appear unto all. Hallelujah. God wants you to prosper and progress in life. It says you are profiting, that thy profiting may appear to all. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them. So this is what to give yourself to. Give yourself wholly to meditation. And as you do so, you'll be surprised that doors will be opening for you. You'll be surprised that you are doing the word of God without any effort. You'll be surprised that your boldness, your confidence level is just increasing. You see, you get to know God even better because you're always thinking on His word. So instead of worrying and thinking about unnecessary things, think on the word. And as you do so, you're meditating and see yourself produce results. See your profiting appearing to all men all over the world. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, keep meditating on the word of God. God bless you. Bye-bye.